Crystal Tremblay is the director of Smoky River FCSS. She joins us on the line today. Crystal, thank you much for joining us. Thank you very much. The Smoky River Food Bank is now open. In its initial stages, may I ask how things are going?
Things are actually going really well. It was quite a smooth transition for us, so we're incredibly grateful for that.
With the food bank now open, how much is this needed, especially before Christmas?
So the food bank has always been open here in the Smoky River region. It's just kind of under a new management. So we did separate from High Prairie, and so it never lost continuity. We were always operating in that transition.
How much of a relief is this, especially with the strain of High Prairie? I know, talking to Kim Dumont, she had a vast array of real estate to cover. How much relief is Smoky River going to provide?
You know, I really honestly, I can't comment on that. What I can comment on is that we're incredibly grateful for Kim and the High Prairie District Food Bank Society for getting us into a position where we would be able to sustain ourselves, right? We couldn't have done it without them. And so I can't speak on her behalf, but I can say that we really are grateful for their support throughout the years.
Has the food bank been applying for grants that have been available from the province? I know the province for the second year in a row has provided grant money.
Yes, so I currently actually just submitted an application to the province for the Smoky River Regional Food Bank.
How much do you think is that going to help?
So that will actually, if we are successful with that grant, it'll actually be able to give us a part-time coordinator that would be able to kind of take our food bank and to the next level, and then just kind of get it off my desk.
I know clientele is up with food banks all across the province, and up here in the Peace region it is no different. Now that things have been transitioned, we ask, what is needed at the food bank?
So currently, just right now, we're bringing in non-perishable food items, so cereals. We ask that pasta kind of be the last on your list because everyone donates pasta. But like rice, coffee, tea, even personal items like shampoo, conditioner, body soap, those kind of things as well.
Are cash donations being accepted?
Yes, we do accept cash donations. And if you want a receipt, we just ask that it be made out to the town of Flair because the town of Flair will be able to write that receipt.
Ah, okay. How good of timing is this to have this sort of off the books, as it were, right before the Christmas break?
You know, at this point, we were kind of standing on our own. Previous to the break, we were doing a lot of it on our own. And any donations that were donated here in the Smoky River region always stayed in the Smoky River region. It just gives the residents a peace of mind that now they know 100% sure that it's our food bank, it's our donations. So,
fingers crossed that everybody has a Merry Christmas and a good 2024?
Absolutely, for sure. We are grateful, though, for anyone who is donating right now. The co-op here, the New Horizon Cooperative in Flair, is doing their Goodbye to Hunger bakes. And I know Flair Foods, are also doing a donation drive for the food bank, as well as many other businesses throughout the region. So we're incredibly grateful for all the support that we're getting.
Crystal Tremblay is the director of Smoky River FCSS. Crystal, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.